We are on that. Yudamid Beis. Amalei Ravache Berei Derove L'Ravashi Rav Kahane Matzrik B'dikuse Ben Kol Chode V'chode. Rav Kahane was Matzrich that after, when a person is shechting a multitude of behemoths, Rav Kahane said that you have to be B'idik the Sakin Ben Kol Chode V'chode. Kiman Kiravune Ulamifsol Kamaisa. So Mistama Rav Kahane holds like Rav Hune. And if you'll notice that it was Nifgam, so you will passel the Shrita of the first behemoth. According to Rav Chisda, you don't have to be boidik it to passel the first behemoth, because afilu it's pogum, it's also kosher, because we're toile that it was Nifgam b'mafreket. So there's no need to be boidiket for the first behemoth. But according to Rav Hune, if it is nifgam, we'll passel the shechita of the first behemoth. So the Gemara says, loy ke Rav Chisda ulachshuri basraise. It's no raya that Rav Kahane holds like Rav Hune. Could be he holds like Rav Chisda. And you should be boidik after the first shechita, because according to Rav Chisda, that is true, we'll be toile that it was nifgam b'mafrekes, and the first shechita is kosher, but the other behemoths will not be kosher. So, Mamel, that is why you have to be boidik lachshuri basreis. Let us see what Rashi says. The mipsal kamaise boihi. Hai the matzrich bdikel acher shchites arishayne miyad mishum di imashkech lo pgume torif lo keravune. So you have to be boidik to see if the shchite was kosher. So the Gemara says, loi, it's not mucha, kerav chizde svira loi. Loi chayish loi. He's not chayish to say that it was nifkam by the earth. So why do you need, for the kamaisa, there's no need whatsoever to be baidik, because I feel it was pogum, it was nifkam, it's also kosher, because I'm toile, it was nifkam b'mafrekes. Umatzich b'dikem, shim timotze p'gume yisaknena. So if you find that it's pogum, we'll be misaken it. V'yu achreines ksheiris im arishayne. And achreines will also be kosher. If you find it's pogum, you'll kasher it. Be machsher the saken. V'yi loy bodak. But if he won't be boidik after the rishayne, v'shochet loy leidoch, and then he'll shech the others. U'mashkech lo pgumen, he'll find after all the shritas, that it was pogum, chayshinen l'mafrekes de kamaisa. So then with chayish, it was nivgam by the mafrekes of the first behemoth, asiri basraise. So all the other behemoths will be yosa. The last lay, hoda amoron la'el, b'chdei mitla taline. That means before we had a svara to say that Rav Chisda, it's not because we're not toiling the mafrekes, because it's more motzui that the pgam should be from the mafrekes than from the oil. Nor it's a sofik how the pgam came about. And we could be Taila Lakula if we have an oifen to be Taila Lakula, we're Taila Lakula. So Memele, if there was one behem that was geshochten, and we see that it was nifgam, so we're toile that it was nifgam from the mafrekes. There are 13 behemoths that were geshochten, and we see after the 13th behemoth that it was nifgam, so we're toile that it was nifgam by the mafrekes of the 13th behemoth. So if you say like the Viboya Seime, then you can't say that Rav Kahana holds like a frizde, because there's no need to be boidik the second bein behemel a behemel. Rav Kahana was masrich b'dike. Omele Rav Aye, Kahana bein kol chode v'chode. So tzicha not like the boy is saying it. If it's like the boy is saying it, tzicha not like Rav Chizde. The last lay hoda moron la'el michdei mitle tolin. Fine. So the Gemara now holds that according to Rav Chizde, the only reason with toile that it was nifkan from the mafrek is because Rav Chizde holds that it's more motzoi that the pagam came from the mafrekes. So memele. So that is why the first behime is kosher, but if you won't be biting it after the first behime, all other behemes will be possible, because I'm toiler that is nifgam in the mafreke, from the mafrekes. Va'af al gav the mishanino hochi, even though the Gemara wants to say that it could very well be that Rav Kahana holds like Rav Chizde, the chuye ba'almahu, it's only a dichuy, kloima, lo'oilam, eima loch, kerab chizde svirale. The Gemara wanted to prove that Rav Kahana holds like Rav Hune. So the Gemara says, no, you could say he holds like Rav Chizde. And you have to be boidig the sakin for the other behemoths. Kloima, lo'oilam, eima loch, kerab chizde svirale. Av Rav Kahane vaday ki Rav Huna koma lemivsel komaise, but b'tzichem mestaver that Rav Kahane holds like Rav Huna, and you have to be boidikit lemivsel komaise ki da okimino la'el hilchese kevosei, because the Gemara before Paskin like Rav Huna, if he wasn't shaver at Somas afterwards, we are not toile that it was, that the gum came about through the mafrekes. Ba'ashoichet afilu bahim ha'achat, so'ch liv de kasak en ha'achat shrite, v'imshochat harbei b'loi bodeg b'in ta'im, v'achkach nimtzes p'kume, afarishoine asure. Al koponim, so, Rashi explains this is only a shaila. Is it muchach that he holds like Rav Huna? Most says it's not muchach. Could be he holds like Rav Chizde. You have to be boidik the second after the first shchita for the other behemoths. Because according to Rav Chizde, we will be told that it was nifgam by the mafrekes of the first one. Rekt the Gemara. That means if the whole purpose of the Bedikas Asakin is to be mevara that the second Shrita is being done with Asakin Boduk, so we need a Chochem to be before the Shrita. You want to be mevara if it's a good Sakin, you need a Bedikas Chochem. What does Rashi say? Yochi de mishum hoda boy le mishketeika boy bodik. If you want to say, Rav Kahana holds like Rav Chizde, and the purpose of the bedike after the shrite is not to be to passel the first shrite. The first shrite is kosher for without a bedike. The bedike is like malay meid with some toile the pgime that it came from the mafrekes. And the whole purpose is because now I have to be boidik the second before the second shchita to see if it's pogum or not. Yochi sagt Rashi, the Mishum, ho de boile mishchitei kabodik. The purpose of the bdike is because now I want to be shecht a second behemah, and I want to be mevarer if the second is pogum, have a bdike de kaidim shchita. So this is a bdike that is made before one shecht. B'tiboy chochem laharish lo yisasakim. So then, a bdike before shchita can only be done through a chochem. The alfinen, the Gemara learns out from a posik. It says in the posik, v'shechatetem bozeh v'achaltem. The mashmois, a posik is that Shaul HaMelech said, he was boidek achat, a sakin, v'shechatetem bozeh, you should shecht with this sakin, v'achaltem, and then you should eat. So from here the Gemara learns out, Daf Yizayinim at base, that we need a chacham to be baidik the sakin before shchita to be mevarer v'taka kosher sakin. Umidiloi boi lemechve lechacham. And Rav Kahane said, that matzrich bedikusa ben kol choda v'choda, but he doesn't mention that you have to bring a chacham to be baidik. Shma mino lav bedike de koidem shchita choshev lei. So this bedike is only to be mevarer. If you see that it's posel, you'll posel the first payment. So you see, klal that Rav Kahane does not hold like Rav Chisda. So the Gemara answers, Eid echo neman bisurim. Now, what's your problem? Taka, I'm boidik the sakin to be mevara. If it's a kosher a sakin or not, will the second shchita be kosher? But I don't need a chochem. I decha, the sheikh is not decha, they decha nam in bisurim. Ihochi mikore nami loy. So the Gemara says, if you're telling me, you're just telling me a new yesoid, a shoychet is nemon to be mevar if the sakin is pogan or not. So why do we have a klal? We learn that from a posig. Ushechatetem bozeva achaltem, that one can only shecht with a sakin after there was a bedikas chochem. You just tell me now, idecha nemen bisurim. And for the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Yomru Lahari Sakin Lechocham, Ela Mibnei Kvoidei Sholchoch. First of all, the Gemara says later it's an Asmachta, it's not a limud. Als Kvoidei Sholchocham, before I start shechting, I have to show this to a Chochem, to show I don't rely on myself. Forget I want a Chochem to be Mevayer, Mevarer, if this is a kosher sakin lishchayt boy. But after the chacham was boitik the sakin before the first shchita, now he's making a lot of shchitas, it is not necessary to show this sakin to a chacham before every shchita. No, we can rely on the shoychet al tzalocha v'edecho nemon b'yisurim. Let us see Rashi. Eidecha nemen b'yisurim. So Rashi says, b'chol yochid v'yochid heminosoi teire. You don't need a yochid is nemo. An shchite v'zavachto mibkolcho mitzoincho o v'shochat es ben aboko v'ochle kahanim al yodoi and the kahanim eat v'leizkiko lahamid eidem b'dobo v'leizricho teire seidem eloloi nishmomen. I misses Besen, Ularayas, Dem Gemuin, and Dovo Dovo Mimamen. But, for Yisurin, Neidechad is Nemen. Ha'omar Rabbi Yochanan Tirutso. Let us see Taisvis. A few them and I'll live. Tobal Va'olo. The Gemara asked Akashe on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had said that if a person was sheichet besakim, and it was shibur atzomis, the nimtze is pegume, so Rav Chisda said, ksheira. And the reason of Rav Chisda that it's kosher was etzem vaday poigim, hoir sofik poigim, sofik loy poigim, avi sofik uvaday vein sofik moitzim idei vaday. That the etzem that some is avaday poigim, the oir is sofik poigim, saying sofik moitzim idei vaday, and I assume that the pgam came about through the Shviras Atzomis. So, Ein Sofik Moitzim Bidei Vada. The Gemara is the Kashe. It's not true. We learned Tovar Va'olo. And he found a Chatzitz on himself. He was Oisik B'dvor Machoitzitzim after the Tvila. Maheva Sofik, was there a Chatzitz on him before, or did the chatzitza come on later? So I say, he has the table over again. They also like tefillah. So let us say, ain't sofik maitzim yidei vada. So by stays, we say, no, sofik is maitzim yidei vada. Be sofik, I have to declare, maybe there was a chatzitza on him before the tefillah. So we have here a shakla v'talya between Rav Chisda and the Makshin and Rove. As Rav Chisda holds Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai, and Rove says no, Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. We see this from Toval Va'ola. So Toisvis Hach Tohoche Leishayach Lasuye BePerikol Ayat BePerikol Atzlomim Bekama de Psochim, Tosam Nami Porech, Vein Sofik Moitzimi Devada. Now, before we see Taisvis Teretz, let us just try to understand what Taisvis Kash is. Let's see, Taisvis brings down a Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim says as follows. This got a member of Rava also. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says Ein Choishishin Shemo Gir Rachul Da Chometz Mimokim Lamoki. That means if I was, let's say, I have two Chadorim, Cheder Aleph and Cheder Beis. I was Boidek Cheder Aleph, and now I go to Cheder Beis. I'm not Chayish, but in the meantime, a Chuda took Chometz from Cheder Beis and brought it to Cheder Aleph. I want to be Chayish. Can ain't the double safe. Fine. So the Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah. You're not chayish. You're not chayish at the chulda took chametz from cheder beis to cheder aleph. But what if you saw that a chulda took chametz from cheder beis to cheder aleph? Then you have to be by the cheder aleph. That's the mashmois from the Mishnah. Frak the Gemara. A fillu the chulda took it, but let's assume that the chulda ate it up. So why do you have to be by the cheder aleph? Let's assume the chulda ate it up. So the Gemara, as a Rava said, ein sofik moitzi midei vadai. I mean, vadai chometz came in here. There's a sofik if the chulda ate it, ein sofik moitzi midei vadai. That's what Rava said. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai? We learned that a Sofik is Moitzi Midei Vadai. We learned that a Chover Shemeis, Peniach Megura Meleya Peres, so one, and so you're allowed to eat the Peres, Chazok Al Chover Sheini Moitzi Mitachas Yodi Lo Vesheini Mesukim. Like the Gemara, the Peres were Vadai Tevel, that's for sure. And now I have a Sofik, I assume that the Chavo was Mafrish. So let's say in Sofik Moitzi Midei Vada. So you see, we say Sofik is Moitzi Midei Vada. Akasha and Rover. Rava said, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. We learned by a Chovish Meis, we say, Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Traktoisvis. So why didn't Rava bring this Mishnah? This halacha, here it says, that there was a Vadai, he was, the table was Isaac, but Dvorim Achoytzitzim after the Tefillah. It's a Sofik if he was Isaac, if he had a chitzitza on him before. And here we said we have to be chayish for the Sofik. We say Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai. So why didn't Rava bring down, Rava was the one that said that Ein Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai. That's what Rava said, Ein Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai. And the Gemara says, Sofik is Moitzi Midei Vadai. So why didn't the Gemara bring this Memre? Here we see that Sofik is Moitzi Midei Vadai. Forget, it's a Stira Terove. It's a Stira Terove. He says, Rove said, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Here we see Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. So Taisva says, the Shani Hoche, the Lachumra, Osa, Sofik, Isure, Umaitse, Midei, Vadai, Heta. So Taisva says, we're talking about two different things. There we wanted to say, there was Isser there was Chometz in the room, there was Vadai Tevu, and there, so there's a Pilpo, so there Rava said, Ain't Sofik, Maitse, Midei, Vadai. That means to be Matar, a Vadai, Isser. With a Sofik, maybe the Chul ate it up. So the Chul is Rogot ate it up, but it's right, that's only a Sofik. It's not a Vadai, ain't Sofik, Moitzi Midei Vadai. So here Pshat is that a Lahokal, a Sofik Heter can't be Mater, a Vadai Issa. That's what the Gemara is saying over there. Vadai, this room needs Chometz. And Vadai, this room needs Bedike. Vadai, this was Tevel. So a Sofik Heter cannot be Moitzi from a Vadai Issa. My Sha'enkin over here, we are saying Fakert, that a Sofik Issa could be Moitzi from a Vadai Heter. That's what we're saying over here. It's here we're going Lachumra. That a Sofik Issa can be Moitzi from a Vadai Heter. That means Rav Chisda had said that a Sofik Issa cannot be Moitzi from a Vadai Heta. That means, if you have here a Tzomis, which a Zicha Poigim, that's a Vadai Heta, and you have here a Sofik if the Eiris Poigim, so a Sofik Issa cannot be Moitzi from a Vadai Heta. That's what Rav Chisda said. And you should be Mekel. So here we're saying, no, we see a Sofik Isser is Moitzi from Avadai Heter. He was Isaac Bedvor Machoitzitzim after the Tvilet. So that's a Vadai Heter. Vaval Pikin, I say a Sofik Isser is Moitzi from Avadai Heter. So here we're going Lechumre. So then we say Sofik is Moitzi Midei Vadai. There we're going with Kula, we say Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Now the Sofik can't create a Kula, but me Sofik, I can't create a Kula. I can't create a Heta, but me Sofik, I can be Machma. Vahanoch de Maisi Hosom Loishayich Lasuye Hoche. The Gemara brings a Raya that Chovu Shemais. So there we see that Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. So Chayra there's a Raya to Rav Chisda. So Taisva says, Lo Yishayich Lasichoche Dahosam Avi Mishum Da Besofik Harogel. There it's speaking about a Sofik Harogel. That means it's a Sofik Harogel that Achul Deshidit Chometz. It's a Sofik Harogel that a chover should be mafresh. It should be mafresh tumis amaisres. So there we say a suffik is maitzmi devadai. And we say suffik is maitzmi devadai. But over here, we're speaking about, Rav Chisda speaking about, that the oyer ain't suffik maitzmi devadai. Or by chetzitza, we're not speaking about a suffik harogel. So it's a different sugya in Gamsa. The Nachlis David wants to say that, and he brings later a Bala Moir, and our sugya, that Be'emerson, even though here we have a lotion of Ein Sofek Meitzmi Deivadai, and we have the Gemara Psochem Ein Sofek Meitzmi Deivadai, but their mamish, the Lashonis are the same, but they're two different concepts. Over there, the Gemara Psochem, there the Shaila is, if the Sofik is Moitzi Midei Vadai. That means that because of this Sofik, I assume that the Vadai is non-existent. The Sofik is Menaged the Vadai. That means that if the chulda ate up the chametz, so there's no chametz. So the shaila is, can a suffik be mitzi from a vadai? If a suffik, can a suffik be mitzi from a vadai? So that we have a klal, ain't suffik mitzi midei vadai. That means if you have a vadai matzib of chametz, and you have a suffik, if the chametz was eaten up, the suffik can't be mitzi from the vadai. Over here, when Rav Chisda said, "Ein sofik moitzi midei vadai," here the din wasn't that the tat sofik is maybe was nivgam al yedei ha'oyer. The tat vadai is the second was ichen nivgam. Al yedei atomics. So, if we say that ein sofik moitzi midei vadai, that does that mean to say, or sofik moitzi midei vadai, does that mean to say it was not nivgam al yedei atomics? Do we have a tzad to say that it was not nivgam al yedei atomics? The shaila is fakel. We can say it was taken nivgam ayidei atzomis. The shaila is, but maybe it was also nivgam ayidei ha'oyer. Here, this is another sugya in ganzen. Here, the sofik is not moitzi from the vadai. That means the sofik is not saying that the vadai did not occur. The sofik is saying that it could be that it was nifkam also yedei ha'oyer. That is our sugya over here. You have a vadai sibbe that could make a pagam. Shiba ratzomes is a vadai sibbe that could make a pagam. Fine? So, Rav Chisda said, if I have a vadai sibbe, so why should I clear there was another sibbe that also made a pagam? Why should I clear about that? So I don't clear about the suffix sibbe, since I have a vadai sibbe that can make a pgam. Rav Unin says, I do clear. Good, you have a vadai sibbe, good, but you have another sibbe that could make a pgam, so you have to be chayish, maybe that also, maybe they also made a pgam. That is the, you have a vadai sibbe that could make a chatzitze, because it was Isaac, the dvorim achoytzitzim, after the tefillah, but could be there's another sibbe that brought about the chatzitze. So memele, so that means even though you have a vadai sibbe, it's not muchach that you don't have to be chayish for a suffix sibbe. That is the sugya over here. So zukta bala moyer. So this is there are two different sugyas. It's mamish two welten over here. Here the suffix is, do I have to be choishish for a suffix sibbe? Since I have a vaday sibe that could accomplish what I see a pgam, I see a chetzitze, I have a vaday sibe that could accomplish it, well, they have to be choshes, but could be, since I see a chetzitze, I have to clear, maybe this chetzitze, maybe this pgam came from another sibe. So it's two different sugyas. There is a sugya of being moitzi from a vadai, that I want to take away from the vadai the kamatzah, but there I say, in sovik moitzi mide vadai, but here, there's a different shayla, do I have to be chayish for a sibe that is a sovik, if I have a sibe that is a vadai. So it's zwei welten. Ad sheyoyma borili. Now we had over here, that we had a din by Tvila that someone was table themselves, and later they were Isik b'dvorim achaitzitzim, and then they see that there's a chatzitzim. So it says that you have to be chayish. Maybe there was a chatzitzim before. Ad sheyoyma borili. Hoche loy maflig bein tovel somach lechafifa loy tovel somach lechafifa ke de maflig peg basra de nide da marove tovlo va also the nimtzeis ale davo chaitzeis im somach lechafifa tovlo eina tzricha lachze lochel v'litve. There the Gemara says that there was a maise, there was a tvila, and the tefillah was samach lachafife. So since it was samach lachafife, so I don't have to be chayish that the chitze came before the tefillah, since the tefillah was samach lachafife. And here, here when it says this aloch, it says the only way I'm not chayish for the chitze, achim a borili. If the borili that, so why over there, samach lachafifa is sufficient? And here, you need borili. That is the problem of Taisus. For Aima Rabbeinu Tam, the Hochi Mairi, that we're talking about two different chitzes. And one chatzitza chafifa helps, and another chatzitza chafifa doesn't help, because you don't make chafifa on another chatzitza. Now we'll see. Vayma Rabbeinu Tam, the hochim mayri benimtza biguf. The chatzitza was found on the guf of the table. So v'hosa mayri benimtza b'roish. There it's speaking about that a chatzitza was found b'roish. Now, the chafife loitikein Ezra ela b'roish. The takona of chafife Ezra was masaken by the roish. Kedam rinin b'merube. Di reise li'iyuni dulme mikter. You have to look mina teire before takona Ezra, because maybe it's knotted up. Now, let's figure out, let's be elich, what are you chayish that is knotted up? A kochach were chayish that the hairs were knotted up. So, chafife, that what you make chafife is, so that means minat, you don't have to make chafife. You were saimach an iyun. You have to be, but minat, you need iyun, because hairs are olul to become knotted up. So, memela mina teure, you have to be boidik the hairs, you have to be ma'ayin if any of the hairs are knotted up. And Ezra was moisif, not only, you have to do a positive pula to make sure that there's no knot, not only to be ma'ayin. You have to make chafifa, which will make sure that if, that there's no knot. Umikter lo shayich ela b'roish. So by the roish, there's a din of knotted up. So let's just stop 1 second. So what did Rabbi Netam answer? Rabbi Netam answered that the whole din of chafife is by achtzitze besares haroish. There min atori in iyun, because they do not up. There Ezra was masakin, you need more than iyun, you need chafife. So there, so there's a positive aloche, you need before the tvile to do a pu'ule, which is meiser the chatzitzes. So therefore, the Gemara says, if this pu'ule was done, so memele and samach to this pu'ule, there were tables. You don't have to declare, maybe there was a chatzitze, because a pu'ule was done to be meiser the chatzitzes. That is the Gemara Meseches Nidah. Here we're talking about that we found a chatzitza on the goof. We found a chatzitza on the goof. Now, let's say the chatzitza on the foot. Now, so let's talk. Mina Teure, you don't have to be ma'ayin on the feet to look if there's a chatzitza on the feet. Echeteise. So Mina Teure, you don't have to look. Midarabba, there's no din chafife on the feet. So Mimele, so you can't say if it was samach lachfife, it wasn't samach. There's no din chafife bechlal. So Mamela, so here we have a different din, but now we found the chatzitza afterwards, so it says, so if it was bori loy, that there wasn't a chatzitza by the tefillah, it's good, if not, not, but we can give other heterim, because there's no such concept of chfifa on the goof. Number one. So first, the Rabbi Netan brought a raya, that chfifa is in the seyer, because the Gemara says that the purpose of the chafifa is to be mavar if there's any knots or not. If it's not, it's... Raya number one. Boy na mitnan, nozer choifef umefasfeis avol loy soirek. A nozer is choifef, and he's not soirek. So you see, so if chafifa is something that applies only to a nozer, so we see... Chfife is the process that is done to the hair. So again, so that's like the Rabbeinu Tam. Ubeperek basra denida amadi isha loy sochayf elo bechamim, avo bekriri loy, she shall only be choyfef bechamim, avo bekriri loy, mishum demashru mazayit, makes, it hardens, cold water hardens the hair. So memele, so you see that the loshen chafife is a pula that is done with the hair. Avol b'shara guf, shayich loyma loshen hadoche. That means, shara guf, you don't use the loshen chafife, you lose the loshen hadoche. Kidiyom ahosam rabbe, lo'oilom yilmeid odom b'soich b'soi, shetehei madiche kimoteho b'mayim. That she should wash the kmotim, that means the areas in the goof, which normally fold over one over the other. So in these kmotim, these are areas which are usually unexposed. So it could be there's a chitzitze bein a kmotim. So therefore, so the rabbi said, la oilam yilmed odem b'sech beisoy, Shetei madicha kmoteo b'mayim, and you should be madiach bein hakmotem. Umash menami kmotem davke. Davke, by the kmotem, there's a chiyuv adoche, because these are areas which are not exposed, so if a chatzitza got in, it doesn't readily get cleaned off. Avoloi shara guf, but the rest of the guf, which is an exposed area, is no chiyuv adoche either. V'av al gav de ikel lemeima de nokat kmotim l'rabuse. Maybe Taisa wanted to bring a raya that Rabbi said that you have to be medich the kmotim, vice Taisa only the kmotim. L'chayre Taisa says we can say punkt fakel, de nokat kmotim l'rabuse. The Aval Gav, the Bias Mayim Leiboi, Choyle Bias Mayim Beina. That means that Kmotim Bemison do not need that the Mayim should be Neigeya Teichakmat, because the Kmotim are a it's a Mokim Shebeseisa. So really, you don't need, you only need a bias mayim b'mokim shebegoli, a mokim shebeis astorim. You do not need bias mayim. You only need roi le bias mayim. So Memela, we could learn that what the Gemara mentions, Kmotim, is Tangas Rabus. Loi mi boy, the whole group, is it a need? Adoche. Because, that you need mamish, it has to be, you need be a smaim there, so you have to make adoche to make sure there's no chatzitzes. The Gemara is telling us, I feel of the Kmotim, that you don't need be a smaim, so I would think, if you don't need Bias Mayim, so there's no problem if there's a chatzitza there. Because the Mayim side by side does not touch the Beis HaStorim. So the Gemara is saying, no, afilu the Beis HaStorim needs Roila Bias Mayim. But you can't be medayik from that Gemara that the Mekoymes Agluye Shebeguf do not need Hadoche. Lekalamei Mochi, Taisa says, no, that is not pshat in the Gemara. Midulei noket afilu kimoteo. Mashme kimotim davke. He says, if the pshat in the Gemara would be the way you want to say now, that Rav is saying a chiddush that afilu the kimotim niradoche, kol shkein, the gufa odom, that you need be a smaim about the gewishy niradoche, so then he should say afilu kimoteo. And so Mamela, since it says Kemoteo, Sabai says Davke, the Kemotim need Hadoche. The Gufa Odom does not need Hadoche. So Mamela, so that was the Bein Atam's Teret. So there's no Chiyav Hadoche, there's no Chiyav Chepife. So we could not differentiate and say, if the Tvila was Samach to the Hadoche or Samach to the Chepife, there's no Chepife, there's no Hadoche. So the only way he could be metayer this table is if he's Oma Boili that was no chatzit. Vahoda Oma Rav Nachman Lachamoisoi Dudi Choschez. Let's just explain for 1 minute what happened over here. The Shviger, the mother-in-law of Rav Nachman, she was married to the Reish Galusa. She was supposed to go to the mikveh that night, and she got into an argument with her husband, and she's not going. She's not going to the mikveh. So Rav Nachman, her son-in-law, wanted Epis to find out what's the ulterior motive, why she doesn't want to go to the mikveh. She told him, I'll go tomorrow night. What's the problem? I have to go tonight? I'll go tomorrow night to the mikveh. So Rav Nachman understood that what is pshat, because she didn't wash herself as yet. So tomorrow night she'll wash herself. So Rav Nachman told her, Dudi Chosres, I don't understand, you're missing pots, you're missing big pots, so cook up some water now, and then wash yourself, and you go tonight to the mikveh. Why, he didn't understand why, he understood that that's what she was saying, that she'll go tomorrow night, because she did not wash herself. So he said, so you have pots, so you can cook up some hot water. Now it seems, Dudi maybe is a lotion of Yoyreis, it was a tremendous pot. Now, if we'll say like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole chiv is only chfife, you don't need a dud to warm up water for the chfife. If you have to wash your whole goof, the dud was equivalent to a water boiler. So he says, you don't have, you can still warm up water tonight. So, we spoke about a dud, Vaistoy is speaking about you need a tremendous amount of water. So we have a raya l'chayre, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to wash yourself before the tvila. And maybe we're back to our kasha. Well, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam was mechadish, don't the chiv chvifes on the saris, the chiv hadoches on the beis hakmotim, and that's it. Hosam, so Taisus answers, lav mishim chayva. That the Meduba was that Not that the meduba was that she didn't wash herself, not because it's a chiv to wash herself, al mishum shahaisa regila lilchaitz pachamim, kamaisha noigim gamachshav, lilchaitz kol aguf pachamim. That was hominik, they were noig to wash the kol aguf. It's not a halacha. So memela, that's pshat yena gemara. So Abba al-Kaponim, the Rabbeinu Tam says, but le'aloche, in Bizman Chazal, there is no need to wash the guf, only the saris and the mokim akmotim. So memela, so therefore there are no other guidelines to be makel. We find the chitze after the tvila, if it was samach tawat, there's no chiv hadochen rechitze. And he was speaking about a chatzitze of the guf ha-toivu. Void oima rabbeinu tam. A second mahalach. The hoche mairi letares. He says, by tares, we are not soimach. There is a kulatake that we are soimach on samuch lechafife. Let us say, for all practical purposes, I was speaking about a chatzitz and the seyo. And we are samech and samech lachafife, that you're not toile that the chatzitz was b'shas tvila since it's samech lachafife. So that is only ba'isha labayla. Aisha Labaila, we are Seimach and Samach Lachafife. Ubenida Ayri, Dachem Ayri, Lataris. We're not Seimach and Samach. Ubenida Ayri, Labaila. Shech Miru, Lataris, Yoisam Labaila. Kamashemashma Benide, Bekama Mekaimis. He says, by Tyrus, they were machma. You cannot rely on the birur of samuch. You cannot rely on the birur of samuch. You need a borili. You need a borili bishas tvile. So that's why he did mention samuch, need a bigger biru. Need a bigger biru. Lochere by shchite, you never have a biru. Shchite, before you come to the simonim, you always come in contact with the oir. So you never have a birur. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, he says, we see over here, kol man, there is no birur, how the chatzitze came about. So we have to be chayish, that there was a chatzitza b'shas tvila. That was the kasha of Rove and Rav Chisde. You, Rav Chisde, said that even though I don't have a biru that the ir was not poigim, I don't have a biru that the ir was not poigim. Whenever I shecht, I don't have a biru that the ir was not poigim. But I'm not chayish for the Pegime al Yedei Hore, because I have a Motzi de Kesibe, or a Bor de Kesibe, that could bring a Pegam, so I don't have to be Chayish, that the Pegam came about through something else. So the Gemara says, but over here I see, even though I have also a Avadois the Kesibe that can make chatzitzes, you still have to be chayish. But since there's a possibility that there was a Sibbe Kedume that made a Chatzitza before it, will you have to be Chayish for the Sibbe Kedume. Now, how, when do you have to be Chayish for the Sibbe Kedume? When is it called a Sofik? When is it not called a Sofik? So, we have different guidelines. By Isha Labayla, Samach Lechafife, I don't have to be Chayish for a Sibbe Kedume because I'm afraid of the chetzitza and I made chfifas. I don't have to be afraid. By taris, I'm not saying on the samuch lechfif. I have to be afraid of something. I feel after the chfifa. Good. But by shchita, I always have something before the shchita. I mean, it's not, you always have something before the shchita. I always have the oir before the shchita. So that is the, that's the chayr the kasha of the Gemara. That you say, even though there is a possibility, I'm not mechuyev to declare for this possibility. And by Tara we find, if there is a chash of the possibility, you do have to be chayish. Void yeshlaham et hachdishmaiten, bekahanim, ואין בהם חפיפה משום שטוב להם תומד כדמש ובירשם ובריש פסוח אם הספינים בכהנם הוא never make חפיפה since the טוב will תומד so ממילא that is why the בריש did not rely on this בירו of סמך לחפיפה because כהנם don't have this בירו. So what did the Gemara say further? The Gemara said, "Ohoche devadei tovol sofik havilo sofik lehavilo, because the sofik umaitzim idei vadei." So the lashon is very misleading. "Ohoche devadei tovol." The medubar is here. We say that sofik umaitzim idei vadei. We're talking about the vadei sibbe of chatzitze. In a vadai siba of chatzitze, ba'afal piken your chayish for a suffix siba of chatzitze. That's from the Gemara. Vadai toval is samazoy psazoy. Not, first of all, we don't know bachlav, it's vadai toval. Perish, korev le vadai hu de toval shaper, kiven shenis asik ba'oisoy hamin achakach. That means, that's what the Gemara means. I have a vadai dike tliye in what to be toile the chetzitze. I have a vadai dike tliye to assume that the tvila was good because the waisik bedvar machoitzitz and after the tvila, vafal pikein, I'm chayish, maybe there was another sibe that brought about a chetzitze, and that sibe was koidem a tvila. The Gemara says, what's the teretz of Rav Chisde? Sakin Isri, Behema Loi Isri. But there's a difference between Tvile and this case of Sakin, Sheikh B'Sakin says, Pgume, that since the Reyese is found in the Sakin, Behema lo yisri. Now, I think that the Tosfos learned the Gemara, not like we had mentioned yesterday from the Nachlas David. Well, Tosfos learned the Gemara, Achsamid, the way the Ran learned the Gemara. So just like to mention how the Ran learns Pshat and our Gemara. The Ran says Pshat, the time of the Rav, this is the Lashon of the Rav, the time of the Rav Chisde, the Kivin, the High, Reyese, Besaken, Hudi, Isyalit, Veloibe, Behime, the Reyese was Neulet in the Saken, V'sakn hoyo becheskas boduk. So the whole reyese is noiled in the sakn, and the sakn was becheskas boduk. Mamshichin cheskosoi v'toilen lohokul v'la'achar shchite nivkam. That means, Rav Chisda holds. Rav Chisda holds as follows. That since the Reyeser was noiled in the Sakin, I see that the Sakin was Nifkan. The Sakin had a Cheskas Boduk, who was Boidiket before the Shchita. So now I'm clearing a shaila, when did the pgam occur? So Chazokia tells me that the pgam occurred as late as possible. That's the gather of Chazokia. That means if I don't know something, if something changed or not, so I assume that it either didn't change or changed later. So that's what Taran says. So you have a shaila. The behemoth was geshochten from this sakin. I don't know when. I don't know when this sakin became nivkam. So I stole the sakin on chazoke. So I assume that b'shas shchitas habehemoth the sakin was sholim. So therefore, I machshe the behemoth. Because I have a chazoka on the sakin. That says that the sakin was sholim. I don't have, by tvila, I don't have a chazoka on the person that didn't have chatzitzes. I don't have a chazoka bechlan on him. So there, clear, maybe there was a chatzitzes before. That means, so here, the whole sakin isra, go on under malach. Sakin Isra means the whole problem is from the Sakin. The Sakin is a chazoke. So maybe the Sakin is a chazoke. So maybe the chazoke in Fakat Alts is totally in the Sakin. So the chazoke of the Sakin will be Machshav the Sakin. And by Tvila it's not like that. By Tvila the Toivul doesn't have a chazoke that he didn't have chatzitzes. So there you have to be chayish, maybe he had a chatzitze before the tefillah. That is pshat na gemara. That's how the Ran says pshat na gemara. Taime, the leke lishnu yehoche, ahi de mikveh shen nimdad ve nimtza choser, the bereish nide, the kom ahosom, the chol ataris, shenasu al gabov, le mafreya kulon tmeis, Bishum da chosa lefonecho, ahamei tomed al chaskosoi, leyamrinin mikve Yisroi, odom lo Yisroi, vohoche nami, neyma hamed behima al chaskoso, veima lo nishkato, rei asakin pogum lefonecho. Now let us try to understand Taisus Kashe. Taisus says, I have enough in the Gemara, not like Rav Chisda. What's the off in the Gemara, not like Rav Chisda? I have a gemara, mikveh shenimdad v'nimtza chosa. That means there's a mikveh that was zichah once kosher. Let's be megashim a little the Indian. But let's say, Sunday this mikveh had memso. Tuesday I was moided the mikveh and it has 38 so. Now someone tabled themselves Monday, a tomei tabled himself Monday, and I don't know if what was Monday. Did Monday, did they have Memsa? Did they have 39? So I don't know what was Monday. So the Gemara says over there that I have two factors. You see now the mikveh is 38. So that's number one. Mikveh now zicha chosel. And he has a cheskas tume, the tomei. He was before the tvile zicha was tomei. It's never a shaila of a person who had a cheskas tume. And he toiled himself on the mikveh, which now I see is chosa. So, Yimitzarif techeskas tumme to the chosel of onecho. It seems the chosel of onecho is mare the cheskas shleime of the mikveh. So that means Sunday was a ganze mikveh, but the chosel of onecho, that's past history. Now it's chosel. And he has a cheskas tumme, so your mitzarif, the chosel of onecho with the cheskas tumme, and he say that he remains tumme. Now our Gemara is mamish the same case. Our Gemara is the behemeh recheskas issa. The behemeh recheskas issa. The sakin is pogum lefonecha. How is pogum lefonecha? Yeah, it was once kosher. In fact, it was once kosher. That's right. It was once kosher. But now it's pogum lefonecha. So here we say, here Rav Chisda said, Stell the sakin al cheskosei, look at this, it's going like Taran. Stell the sakin al cheskosei. And, it was nifkam later, so no problem. So it's a kosher sakin, the sakin is a chazoke, I stell the sakin al cheskosei, and finish, so my mail is, so that's why I assume that the baim is kosher. There I don't say like that. There I say that he's tome. Yishloima, Lishani hosam dikala meima chosa ba soy kidakama hosa. So Taisa says like this, that there's two types of reyeses. There it's speaking about that the mikveh that was nechsa, it was a slow leakage. It was chosa ba soy. So when there was 38 so on Tuesday, I can't say, well, now we see 38 saw. A minute ago was 40 saw. Now became 38 saw. That's the chazoke. It didn't work like that. It's chosel basoi. So if it's now 38 saw, so before it was also less than 40 saw. It was a slow process. Now the shaila is how much before, when was it still mem saw? So that's a problem. So, but the chosel of onecha tells you, that, but not that now it's chosel. The chosel of onecha is telling you that, that before, since it's chosel, basoi, before it's also chosel. So, before it was also chosel. That's the chosel of onecha. And this person is a cheskes tumis. I'm clanging a shayim. When he toiled, was it chosel, then it was a not chosel. She said, well, it was one sholem, but, the chos of onecha is telling you that it was before also chos. Masha'in came over here, that it was shibarat somais, so it's pogum, so that's, I'm playing a shaila, what was it b'shash shchitas asimonim? What was it b'shash shchitas asimonim? So I'll say that what, so Taisa says so there, There, Rav Chisda says, Yishtel the Sakin on Chazoka, the way the Ran said. That means I have a suffix. What was it, Bishash Shchitas Asimonim? So Yishtel on Chazoka. So that's the way the Ran says. That the Sakin had a Chazoka, it was Bodik before the Shchitas. I'm clearing. What was it, Bishash, the Simon, when the Chetas, Mustama was Sholem. Mustama was Sholem also. So here I can shtel on the chazoke de mikore, and I can shtel on the chazoke de mikore, so I assume that the sakin was sholem bishas shchitas asimonim, so memele, so therefore the behem is a kosher behem. Ashenkin over there, I can't assume that bishas tvila was a kosher tvila, because I know from the chosel now that it was chosel before also. Oydish loyma, the hoche taime mishum de etzem vadai poigim. Now, the iketam is not what the Gemara says, Shall Sakin Yisrael Behim Alo Yisrael. The Ike that the Gemara means to say is that the Poche vade pogim. The boss, the Thomas of vade pogim, and this is Sofet pogim. Yeah. Mashin is asik ba'isa mean the navishom shani hosam the Irish language the hachetaimishum the etzem vadai poigim that the etzem is vadai poigim. So what does that mean? The etzem is vadai poigim. So Taisus means to say that really I don't have any reyesa whatsoever over here. That means the Ran wants to stell zu Shibara Tzomais to Neva Dasaken. And let's explain this for 1 minute. What'll be the din? Let's just be Mamchish, Megashim the Inyim. Let's say a person is breaking a Tzomais with the Saken, and he gives one hack with the Saken, and the Saken breaks in half. So now I'll start scratching my, ooh, it's a broken sacking. So let me clear a shayla, if Bishas Shrita, it was a good sacking. Abid, please. Now that the sacking broke, that makes you clear. There's no reyesa whatsoever. There's no reyesa whatsoever. Now that the sacking broke, now you have to clear, maybe the Shrita was no good. You know why it broke? Now you saw how it broke. You were banging that tzomus, so it broke. So what shaychus does this have with the shechita? The Ran says that Rav Chisda holds this is like mamish neva. That means I have a legitimate reason to understand why it's pogum. Because that tzomus are pogum. So this makes a reyesa. So since it's not pogum, that makes me clear. Maybe Bishah shechita was pogum. What'll be if the sacking got lost? You'll also have a problem. You'll have a problem. Oh, I don't know if the sacking is shalom or not. So meditation shiklah, it's not shalom. You don't have any legitimate reason to declare now that it got lost. Maybe it was pogum before the shechita. Why should you declare that? There's no reyesa whatsoever. That is pshat by us. The pshat is that since that Tzomis Avade Poigim, that's the Iker Tam of Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda is saying there's no Reyesa whatsoever. If there's no Reyesa whatsoever, so forget it. So you stell the Saken on Chazoka, there's no Reyesa. Mashenkin over there is a Reyesa that the Mikvah's Chosah.